Mayavam Patapatmana Purushada Iva Patnyam Bahabau Hinshita Sudha Child, I have killed so many sons born of you. Purport. Rakshasas are understood to be accustomed to eating their own sons, as snakes and many other animals sometimes do. At the present moment in Kali Yuga, Rakshasa fathers and mothers are killing their own children in the womb, and some are even eating the fetus with great relish. Thus, the so-called civilization is gradually advancing by producing Rakshasas. Verse 16. Satvaham Chakta Karunyas.
Satvaham Chakta Karunyas.
Chakta Gyati Suvikala.
Chakta Gyati Suvikala.
Kamogambai Gramishyami.
Kamogambai Gramishyami.
Brahma Eva Mrita Svasam. Being merciless and cruel, I have forsaken all my relatives and friends. Therefore, like a person who has killed a Brahmana, I do not know to which planet I shall go, either after death or while breathing. 17. Daivam yapyanritam bhakti namartya eva kevalam yadvishambaraham papa Svasor nihatavan kishun. Alas, not only human beings, but sometimes even providence lies. I am so sinful that I believe the owner of providence and kill so many of my sister's children. Omagyana tamananda shirganandana shamakarasya shirganandana natasmai shigarvena mahat. Vijayatadu mahalabheshtam tabitam dena bhuktane shvayamu. Hey Krishna Prasindo, Vinamando Jagatpate, Govinda. Kanda, Radha Kanchana Hastitei, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Grama, Shri Vasini Govinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Bhagina, O Bhama, Mayavam Bhata Pahmana, Purushala Iva Patnyam, Bhavavindhidasata. I'll ask my sister, I'll ask my brother-in-law. I am indeed so sinful that exactly like a man in a Rakshasa who eats his own child, I have killed so many sons born of you. Oh, it comes as having second thoughts, or he's feeling purified in association. We could say he got purified in association with Vasudeva and Devaki. It seems like. And they are very forgiving. Previously also, when he was about to kill Devaki immediately, then he, because of the association of Vasudeva, who promised him he would deliver. So we understood from that that Vasudeva's reputation was such that even a person of the caliber of Kamsa, ace demon, first class demon, he had faith in Vasudeva's words, and Vasudeva was such a great saintly person. That means we can see, one thing we can see is that our association has to be pretty much carefully monitored. If we come into association with the wrong types, Tyaja Jojana Samsaragam Bhaja Sarasamagamam, he said, probably used to quote this very many times. There are many things he used to quote many times. But that's one of them, the Chanakya Shloka, that Bhaja Sarasamagamam, we should worship the path of the sadhus. Tyaja Jojana. On the other hand, first he says, Dhyaja Dojana Samsaragam. Don't get in touch with the, give up Dhyaja Dojana. Dojana means the wicked. Duratma, Dojana. Dojana Samsaragam. So if we want to remain pure, we have to get in association with pure. Bhagavatam is always pure. That's one thing. Although Kamsa may be displaying so many qualities, he's starting to describe, in fact, I was noticing some of Kamsa's statements that he's making here are exactly the nutshell verses of Bhagavatam. He's talking about the basis of reality, similar to the, in the same line, Yatamahanti Bhutani Deshu Chaseshvanu. Preaching some type of detachment, and similar to what Krishna directly saying in that verse 35 in the second canto, ninth chapter. Yata mahanti bhutani bhuteshu. Things enter from the great elements, they enter in it. So similarly, Krishna says, I enter in everywhere. Yata mahanti bhutani bhuteshu. Pravishtani, pravishtani. I enter and I don't enter. I don't enter, I do enter. This is inconceivable. Though all these material elements that come from preaching the same philosophy, you shouldn't be attached, he's saying like that. He's actually feeling that way because of his association. He's saying that he's acting like a Rakshasa. In fact, in a previous incarnation, say as Ravana, he was considered a Rakshasa. But still, he's saying, he's feeling bad that he might be considered a Rakshasa. He would do that now and eat his own child. But Prabhupada takes it one step further in the purport here and describes Rakshasa, what's going on in Kali Yuga. He says here, Rakshasas are understood to be accustomed to eating their own sons. So accustomed means, sometimes Prabhupada describes that in certain parts of human society, they sportingly kill their grandfathers. Prabhupada said they sportingly kill their grandfathers. So this is Prabhupada's sense of humor coming through. Don't think Prabhupada is not funny. He's extremely funny when he speaks. Simultaneously funny, but very poignant, serious. So here again, he's saying they take great relish. Some eating the fetus with great relish. Rakshasa kalimashucha jayanti brahmiyonishu. It's also said in Bhagavatam, in Kali Yuga, that even the Brahmins, they sometimes they become like Rakshasa. Bhakshan Shanti, Prajaste Bhakshan Shanti, is one of the things in the 12th canon. They will eat their own citizens. Eat means they may not eat, but they discard them, just like Prabhupada's describing here. Mass abortion. Fathers and mothers are killing their own children in the womb. And some are even eating. Now, we don't see that that's prevalent. I remember there was something used to happen. That's far off. Because in Calcutta Temple, sometimes they would go by with some cows in a cart. And I just got there, but the devotees knew that these cows were being taken for slaughter in the carts. And they would run out and scream with these guys who had to, Rakshasa. I said, wow, that's far out. They would sometimes scream from the balcony or go downstairs. I don't remember if they attacked them or, but they'd go out and Rakshasa, try to make them feel something. The guys who were transporting these cows. So I didn't know that that was going on. I mean, well, of course, they're in the city. Why are cows in the city? There's no goshala nearby. Makes you think, So they used to do like that, Rakshasa. So it's not a very good position. There was a time, really, when I heard that there was some famous, so-called famous personalities who had opened a restaurant in New York where they were serving out this type of meal. In fact, it's not that far-fetched because the capitalist, demoniac, not ordinary capitalist, but the demoniac mentality, they actually utilize parts. There's a big movement against that, of course, always struggle. They're very much against that, some people, but they take the fetuses and use them for various medicinal purposes, or they market it. Pieces of cow, of course, but even human fetuses are used. The stem cell research, and scientists say, well, this is just, and when they abort, we heard this whole thing from Raghunath Boy, can't even imagine how hellish and demoniac these people are, beyond any conception of our mind, but they do this without even thinking. They don't think about it. So we're here in Kamsa's having these great regrets. He's described himself as cruel, and his words are used here. Kala Kura, Sapa Kura Kala Kura, famous verse, another chanakya, probably just to quote that. That a human being, if he's so cruel, he's worse than a snake, Mantro Shodi. This serpent, snake, although he's so horrible, still he's nowhere near as bad as these human beings. A snake doesn't open an abortion clinic. Even in India now, they're aborting. Prabhupada used to write that polygamy is okay because there's always more women than men, but that's not true. Even in India now, there's less than 8 or 9 women or something because they abort so many females because they're such great personalities, they want their sons or something like that. So they kill women, girls. So that's going on. Even in one devotee around here, his uncle works in a birthing clinic in, I forget where, not Gujarat maybe, but somewhere else. And every day he said 10 or 15 women come in there, and there's an Indian, they don't even know they're pregnant. They're so naive and ridiculous. And he said, and he has to tell them, his uncle works in the clinic. He said, I have to tell you this, you are pregnant. And then he doesn't know what happens after that. They get divorced, you know, not. But in India, so it's like every day. And that's just one village. So this is going on. Then they may abort, or they cannot get married there. They have one child, or then they absolutely can't get married. But this is going on all over the world. This is all the influence of Kali Yuga. Kali Sata Haram Pumsam Karna Dari Varanabam. As it said in the first canto, that this Kali age, Sata Haram Pumsam, that means it takes away, haram, steals away all the modes of goodness, anything good, Sata Haram Pumsam. Therefore, Karna Dari Varanabam, one has to accept Acharya, Acharya Pasanam, worship the path of the Acharyas, Bhaja Sarugamam. Various things are explicitly stated in Bhagavatam, Rupa Goswami, all Gita, everywhere. One has to accept and reject. And so this krura, this cruelness, is all based on the bodily concept of life. All these things are like papa. If one is more, Jiva Goswami states, tanomanina, those who are, the more one is in this bodily concept, tanomanina, the more cruel they'll become, the more greedy, and the more sinful, therefore more sinful. Even more you're in the bodily concept, identifying with the body. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is all meant for papahatanaran, aham kvacha deva brahma. There's one verse describing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling in Puranas, I will appear. Ama eva kvachit brahman sannyasa ashramam. I will appear as a sannyasi in Kali Yuga. And one of the things he says then, papahatamnaman, I will take away the sinful. Just as the Kali Yuga is trying to take away our pure mentality, what is anything good. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to counteract that, the medicine of the holy name especially. Eko harinam jato pap hari pape hoi jato pap karibe nari. One verse that Prabhupada would say also many times. By this, even one chanting, the chanting of holy name is so pure that one cannot commit enough sinful activity to counteract. We want to take shelter. So it's not only Kamsa who's considering that he's Papi, he is definitely Papi, but even the devotees, when Rupa and Sanatana, they came with straw in their teeth first time to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they spoke one shloka like this, Matulyo Nasti Papa. We are so sinful. There's nobody equal. Matulyo Nasti Papa. Napara Adi Chakrasjana. When we come before you, we're ashamed. We cannot say that Jagai Marai, we know that they are very bad, but they only did one thing, but we are much worse than Jagai Marai. Imagine Rupa and Sanatan. They weren't making it up. It's over our head to understand the humility. They were so humble and pure, and so submissive to Mahaprabhu that he said, stop. He was crying. Tears were streaming. Please. This is the qualification of the pure devotees. They're so. Similar thing is said by Kaviraj Goswami that Purushya ki hoite muise lagishta. Pop. He says, I am so sinful more also than Jagai Mare. He says, someone more now, if someone speaks my name or says my name, they'll become sinful. All their punyakshai, all their good activity will be finished, and then they'll become sinful. So, to maintain this mentality is very mean. That means that we must be puffed up. How could we be like Rupa and Sanatana? How can we be speaking like that? It's difficult, but at least we can take their lesson, and take their shlokas, take their instructions. They're speaking like that for our benefit, but they're actually speaking like that. Unlimited in the Ajamiya story, in the sixth canto, in the beginning, Parikshit Maharaji had heard so many things about fifth canto and horrible things that would happen if you go to hell. And he figured so many people are going to hell. Please, he was begging, imploring Sukadeva, you tell me how they can be redeemed. How can we help them? So Sukadeva spoke. In the beginning, he spoke so many shlokas, several, till he got to the whole story of Ajamiya, a very wonderful thing. Papa Niskrito, Nacheti Hai Ra, Papa Niskrito. He said, in this life, Yateta Nityur Avipajadatmana. Before one dies, have to immediately atone for all these sins. That's the only thing. Has to be done immediately. Whatever has been done with your hand, mind, body, in any way, there's so many sinful activities that are going on. Prabhupada sometimes would describe that the Jains, they try to counteract the sinful activity by wearing a mask or something like that. They go naked. I don't know how that helps also, but they don't wear cloth or something. Anyway, they go. Some of them go naked, not all, but they have a whole religion. They don't all go naked, but they wear masks to if they're breathing something. But Prabhupada said that's absurd because as soon as you walk outside, you can't walk. You're stepping on microscopic things, and even if you're breathing, you have to breathe. Breathing's coming through. Just like this yogi, I think it is yogi. Sometimes he supposedly hasn't eaten. Apparently, hasn't eaten or anything in 73 years, only breathing. But still, he may be getting some. He's probably a lot more pure than most people. He hasn't eaten or drank anything in 73 years, but still, he has to breathe. So he's getting some. He's killing something. So the Vaishnavas, they're able to counteract. Ultimately, Sukadeva described all these things throughout so many shlokas. When he was speaking with Parikshit Maharaj, many, many wonderful verses about the Jagat Mangalamam Hasam. There's so many sinful acts throughout the whole universe, but this holy name is so auspicious, it purifies the whole universe. Amhasam Hare Rakhilam, Jagat Mangalam Harinam, one verse from Guru Swami's Padyavali where he described, just like the sun, it just purifies everything. So, therefore, the devotees, Vaishnavas, they want to spread the holy name around, chant loudly. This is the purpose of Harinam. Just like some people nowadays, they say, well, it's very embarrassing. I don't like to stand out in Harinam, you know, and people looking at me. So that means we're still in the bodily concept. Why should we worry about it? Rupa Goswami says, we don't care about that at all. Why don't we take Rupa Goswami instead of our own line, which is giving us Dorni Desh, Dorjana. We may not be Dorjana, but still the mind is always giving us bad instruction. And Rupa, Sanatana, all those Goswamis and Mahajans, our Acharyas, they're giving us the good instruction. No. Chant Bhajan Rupa Desh. Chant the holy name. Satatam Kirtayam Tomam. This is the sure fire way to extinguish all sinful activity. And not only sinful, that's just a byproduct, but pure love of God. Krishna Shinanavada Kirtaneshu Namasam Kirtanam Eva Mukhyam. This verse in the Vriya Bhagavatam is a very nice verse. The chief way of purifying ourselves is this Krishna Nama. Krishna Nama. Krishna Shinama Vida Kirtane Shu Tranama Sam Kirtane Mu. Tat Prema, not only that, Tat Prema Sambhava Janane Swayantra. It gives Prema. We're all worried about getting Prema. Are we going to get Prema? Are we going to get Prema? Sanatana Goswami says, don't worry about that. Just chant the holy name. Tat Prema Sambhava Janane Swayantra. Drushtam Tatak Shrestha Dhamam. Shrestha, the best thing to do with this human form of life. Otherwise, here we can see the influence of these great saintly persons, Devaki, Vasudeva. They purify even Kamsa, they can purify. Smita Loka Shokam Hariti Jagatam Yashe Parito. Rupa Goswami is describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one of his astakams, Smita Loka, by his smiling, the Karunya Kataksha. Here, Kamsa is also saying that I have no mercy, but Parama Karuna, Bahubhuyan. Nitai Bor, there be Parama Karuna. You want to come in contact with mercy. Just like there's tiny mercy, there's some mundane mercy. Prabhupada described, compared it to tap water mercy, rather than the Karunanava, the ocean of pure praying mercy, Premaika, Sampandi Dei, Premaika, Sampandi Dei, this ocean of praying coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in some countries, of course, this would never happen in America, that you don't get water, or the water might come out poisonous from fracking or something like that. Then what do you got? You can light a flame to it, have free fire coming out of your water tap. But the tap water mercy is very insignificant. Tucha. But we're after the ocean of mercy. You're getting a little water, or sometimes you turn in rusty, dripping water comes out in a hotel somewhere. Who knows? You turn on the tap, rusty water, filthy, dirty, horrible, disgusting. So this is the type of mercy in the material world that you'll, mostly you'll get. Little drop, sutta nitya ramani. You cannot help the desert, the heart, which is so dry and parched. But you want to get the full mercy, then we have to go to Bhagavatam. This purport is only a couple of sentences, three sentences, but it's quite to the point. They are gradually advancing by producing rakshasas. So this is going on. They may not eat, but they're killers, hardcore. I mean, so many innocent boys are made into killers now. Because there's the rakshasa, so-called government, they've created a situation where there's no actual job to do, nothing practical, even mundane thing that can be, you could say, worth anything. So they force, oh, you need money, you come in here. Uncle Sam wants you. Okay, you go there and become a killer. Then you come back, and the whole place is just filled with killers. They come back, what are they going to do now? There's nothing for them to do. They go off, and they start shooting people willy-nilly, or they kill themselves. So gradually, not gradually, but quickly, they're becoming like this. Rakshasa kalamashika. Lecha rupinya. So this is what they're creating, lechas. At least lechas not so bad, maybe, but rakshasa. This is what this human society has become. So only if you're in total illusion do you think there's something nice, and yes, I'll vote for this guy, he's okay, and this one's better, and there's nothing good out there at all. But we can say most of the people are innocent, that's true. But they're rapidly, Prabhupada says, gradually, sometimes he says rapidly. So here he says, Tyakva Karunyas, I gave up all mercy, devoid of all mercy. Hardcore. Describe what happens if you're, even if you're a householder and you invite someone to your house, and if you look at them very coldly, no mercy, then you can go to some type of hell for doing that. Your eyes will be plucked out by these vultures of hell that quickly come and take. There's so many repercussions for this type of activity. Looking cruelly. In one place, probably they develop very wicked, cruel features. You see some of these politicians when they go in the news, you see their faces, it's horrible. It's like they try to look good, they comb their hair or something, they wear a nice suit. They're cruel and horrible, vicious people. Now, some of them are just out and out, obviously, you know, like you see movies of Hitler or something, it's like a cartoon. I mean, how could people like follow such persons? It's screaming mad, wicked, no mercy at all. Just kill them, they're taking people and just Cambodia is killing all of them. All that happens all over the world. Every day you read about some genocide is going on. This is cruel, heartless. No, this is a result. This is Kali Yuga. No, Kamsa is trying to get in on mercy of Bhagavatam. He's speaking some very nice verses here. Usually we don't quote Ranikashipu, but it's Bhagavatam after all. We can quote Kamsa if they're speaking some nice philosophy. Ameyatilabhikanchanam visharakamritam grahyam. If there's some nectar in a poison, Kamsa may be a very toxic person, but if he's speaking nectar, then we can take it. There's no problem. If he's wicked and cruel, then of course, and we can describe his activities. And Prahlada Maharaj, he has such a nice verse where he talks about this mentality, Krura. Of course, Akrura, when he came to get the gopis, his name is he's not cruel. Of course, he's not cruel. He's the uncle of Krishna. He's pure devotee and that. But when he came to get the gopis, they said, how can he be called Akrura? He's Krura. He's cruel. He's, without even saying anything, he's just taking Krishna away. They were crying like that. But Prahlada Maharaj is imploring everyone in the universe that in his he has a verse in the fifth canto, Swastyasti Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam, where he's begging, he's praying, he's meditating. You can say it's a very nice verse. Everyone should chant. In fact, Prabhupada took this verse. I'm not sure if it's Prabhupada took it or the devotees in the BBT took it and Prabhupada approved it, but definitely it's there in the 5.2. Now they made only 5.1, more intelligent, only one volume. But before, we had two volumes. In the second volume, fifth canon, then that verse was there. Preceded them, may all the envious persons be cut off, preceded them, be pacified. If they become Krishna conscious, they'll think of each other's welfare. Shivam means good, auspicious activity. Mito dhyā means they'll meditate on mito, on each other, not just themselves. Aveshitam nomadhi akaritaki. Therefore, saying we should become like this. Aveshit nomadhi, our mentality should be ahoitaki, ahoitaki apratyata. Without any motivation. So, this is the prayer of Prahlada Maharaj. Dayam tu bhutani. Manascha bhadram bhajatara bhoksade. Bhoksade. Meditate on Krishna. Bhoksade Krishna. Beyond our mundane senses. Manascha bhadram bhadram. He taught a very good thing. It's a very good meditation. So, somehow. But birth doesn't, I mean, Prahlada Maharaj takes birth in the Daitya family, Daityanam, Prahlada's, what is it, Daityanam, of the demon family, Prahlada's the best. He's not a demon. So similarly amongst the, if that was a good family, and you may have someone, there's so many demons in the family. He's going to answer. I'm too lazy. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, for that question, from what I understand from Puranas, actually, Kalamani, once he was passing the kingdom, and he saw the beauty of the wife of Ugrasen, and he became enchanted. At that time, he took a form imitating the form of Ugrasen, and impregnated the wife of Ugrasen. That's how Kamsa was born.
That came up here a few weeks ago.
He's not truly the son.
He's not what he claims to be, Kamsa.
But also, in general, the verse that you quoted, a Sanskriti Krihina, Rajasattam Savita, that all the demons that time, like Ravan, like Hiranyakasipu, like Kamsa, they have Vedic culture, so they know Sastra. It's not that they don't know Sastra. And Srimad Bhagavatam is pointing out they don't have bhakti. So this is the point. I mean, they know Sastra.
Charasandha also, he knows.
Yes, all demons that time, because part of Vedic culture, you have to be learned in Sastra. So even Ravan, how he spoke, Hiranyakashipu, how he pacified the wives of Hiranyaksha, Satmatattva. So they all know Sastra, but they don't have bhakti. But now in Kali Yuga, the 12th canto verse that you quoted, they are covered by passion ignorance. And because of that, they're called Mavacha, Raja, and Rupina. They've taken the form of kings, but they're actually nothing. They have no sastra, they have no understanding. A Sanskrit means they also have no culture. So it means they don't even have Vedic culture to speak of bhakti.
All of them can be purified. According to Sukadeva Goswami, if they take shelter of the pure devotees, they can all become purified, no problem.
So that's the criteria. I mean, what you were saying earlier during class is that association is so important. And by coming in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam, we're getting purified. So these demons and kings in the past, they knew Shastra, so they were coming in contact. But for some reason, it wasn't having that effect.
Well, there's so many Shastras, they weren't necessarily reading Bhagavatam. But they had to read so many. I mean, there's Niti, all kinds of Shastras. When Prahlad Maharaj went to Gurukul, he was learning Shastra. But he didn't want to learn that Shastra. And
so then coming in contact with the pure devotees, and that opens the door, that's the key to the seed of Bhagavatam.
There's so many Smartas that study Shastra.
So Sanatana Goswami Pada explains that those post Kamsa, Putana, Putana is also famous Rakshasa, Rakshasi, female. Those are permanent posts every day of Brahma when Krishna comes. A particular soul takes that position, eligible, in order to be.
Adhikar.
Adhikar, yes. So, for an example, like Ratnamala, the daughter of Holy Maharaj, she was so much in love, the enchantment of glowing, boundless, cute baby form. She immediately developed a love to have a child like that. And bound the wing, we call blinking the eye, means I will accept you. So she was so much in love, but then when the bound the transform or turn into Trivikram form, the giant form of the three world covering. That time she saw, oh no, my father lost everything because of this. Why did I desire to have a child like this? If I had that child, I would put him into poison and kill him. But now they also wink.
So she became Putana?
Yes, this is this.
Where is that?
This is in Sanatana Goswami Pada.
Yes,
Padmapurana also in Vaishnava Goswami gives. Also, it gives like, because certain things very interesting, that what Kamsa understand the philosophy, that we are this soul, we are not this body, these are not actually targeting to Nirguna Bhakti. These are Vidya, the potency of Maya as the three forms, Avidya, Vidya, and Pradhan. The bigger potency Kamsa has. Because it is the fear of that my divine loving master, Lord Shiva, whose wife I was trying to kill. Oh my God, this is unbelievable. I was so demonic, I was going to kill my divine goddess. So when he came to these senses, he got so feared, so afraid. So in order to now he's coming with the idea that I want to pacify my brother and sister, brother-in-law and sister, so that my dear goddess Durga will not be upset that I'm showing. This is actually not, nothing to do with bhakti. he's, how do you say,
motivated.
Ulterior motivated. Ulterior. I'm nice to you because I want something from you. Not really pleasing you as a devotee. So this is Kamsa is doing. Because he's so afraid of Durga, that who actually won. Morality question will come. Sanatana Sempad also gives morality question will come. Because the Kamsa here, yesterday, Prabhupada put in the part of very nice, I thought it was very funny, Prabhupada put more than Sudha Goswami. He said two things Kamsa was astonished. Bhishmata, this word is given, Bhishmata. One was that Saptameva Dhariva, Saptameva Dhariva, Anitta Manushya. A human can lie, but demigod, Vishnu, they cannot lie, their word is all true. So how come they said the eighth child will be son and now it's a daughter? So he's really shocked. Is it really daughter or son? Or really Devaki lied? Because in the beginning Devaki said, brother, you have no fear anymore. It's a daughter. Just like you raised me when I was a little...
Well, he's going to say that next few verses, that he amritam, even now it seems like Providence is lying, even the sages and the demigods are lying. He's like, what's going on?
So Prabhupada put it very nice that actually moral, so-called moral, truth or lie or this, it has to be understood because you said in the beginning very nicely, you said that Kamsa didn't want to kill in the beginning. Why did Narada went there? And he said, hey, why you counting which way? He knew that eighth child would be actually eight womb. Narada knew, but why he ignited? So he also lied. Oh, now Sanatana Goswami said there was some discussion between four Kumaras and Narada. Both are sons of Brahma. Who is higher? Oh, they say four Kumaras is great. They celebrate, they never lie, but Narada is higher. Even though he fell down as a Upavarinan from the Gandharva planet, became the maid servant's son. All these castes. Somebody may say Prabhupada translated when he was into cinema song. That's a Prabhupada translation. Narada Muni was doing cinema song. So if Narada Muni higher than four Kumara, we say yes, because his lie, so-called immoral, we may appear, but actually his only intention was the whole world is waiting for one thing, is Sri Krishna, so they could serve. So he made the process faster. That's why Narada Muni is the glorious.
I'm sure other reasons too.
Many reasons.
Bhakti, he's promoting bhakti, they're promoting jnana.
Yes.
And Purandar, you still want to